Good morning. We're continuing Chayyolim on Klal Dalad Simon Yud Beis, and we spoke about what seems to indicate from the Chayyolim that listening to Dibrei Torah, the presence of Erva is permitted, since one does not have intent to be Yotzei with the words of Torah that he is hearing. Only when a person wants to be Yotzei, for example, a bracha, is there a problem of Shemei Ka'ayna, the presence of Erva. Now, the source of this is really of Magen Avraham in Simen Pei Hei. Of the Shulchan Aruch Rav in Simen Ayin Hei points out that from the Taz and the Shach in Yeridaya, they indicate that that is not true. That anytime you have Shemiyah from another individual, even without intent to be Yotzei, there is a problem of Shemiyah Ka'ona, and will be a problem in the presence of Erva. So the example which we gave in the previous year, where Reuben and Shimon, Reuben is facing towards the Erva, Shimon is facing away from the Erva. So Shimon is allowed to say words of Torah, but Shimon cannot tell words of Torah to Reuben, because Reuben is hearing the words of Torah. So in that situation, there would be a problem with Shemei Ka'ona, which is also in the presence of Erva, because Shmiya has the halachic status like Dibur, and Dibur is also in the presence of Erva. So this is not like the opinion of the Chayyolim. So we discussed this way back when we talk about Shemei Ka'ona, and let's touch on it again. Does Shemei Ka'ona work when the person does not have Kavana to be Yotzei? So the Gemara in Sukkah brings the source for Shemei Ka'ona from the following story, that we know that in the time of Menashe HaMelech, he took all the, Chazal tells that he took all of the Sifrei Torah, which existed in Eretz Yisrael, and he cut out every place where it says the name of Hashem, and put the name of Avodah Zorah in its stead. Hundreds of places, thousands of places where it says Hashem's name in the Sifrei Torah, each one was replaced with the name of Avodah Zorah. At that point in time, the Kohanim took the Sefer Torah, which was used in the Azorah of the Beis HaMikdash, which is written by Moshe Rabbeinu, and they hid it. They hid it away that Menashe should not be able to get his hands on it and desecrate that Sefer Torah, like he did all the other Sefer Torah which were written in Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua Melech was a tzaddik, and in his time, this Sefer Torah was found, and it was the Sefer Torah was rolled to the Tochacha. So when they found the Sefer Torah, they brought it to Yeshua, and they read to him the words from the Tochacha that it said over there, which was a message from Hashem that there was going to be destruction coming upon Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says that after they read it to him, they took the Sefer Torah that Yeshua had read. Now, the case over there wasn't the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, which we do during the week. They found the Sefer Torah, and they were informing him what it said. And they read to him the words that it said. This was not the context of a mitzvah. So there was no idea of being Yotzei, a mitzvah, and having Kavanah to be Yotzei. They were reading the Sefer Torah to him, and the Pasuk then describes the Sefer Torah that he read, that Yeshua HaMelech read. And this, the Gemara says, this is where you see this concept of Shemei Ka'ona, that Yeshua, who was the listener, is credited with Dibur. So we see that even when the scenario where one does not have Kavanah to be Yotzei, Shemei Ka'ona applies. Shemei Ka'ona just means that if there's two people in part of a conversation, the Dibur is shared between the one who's speaking and the one who's listening. The famous philosophical question, if a tree falls in a forest, does it make a sound? I do not know the answer to that question, but regards to what is called Dibur in the Torah, Dibur, which there's not somebody on the other end listening, is not called Dibur. Dibur is to communicate. Shemei Ka'ona means that since Dibur requires two parties, it requires a speaker and a listener. When I speak to myself, I am both the speaker and a listener. When I speak to somebody else, I'm the speaker and he's a listener. That's called Dibur because there's two parties to the Dibur. So since the listener is a party to the Dibur as well, he is credited with the speech. So Shemei Ka'ona is true whether one has Kavanah or not, as long as he's listening and the person is speaking to him. So according to the Taz, according to the Shach, and according to the Prisha there in Yeridaya, The problem of hearer, the heter of hearer in the face of erva does not apply to a case where you're hearing words of Torah or tefillah, even if you're not having in mind to be yotze. I want to clarify some more about this, Bes Hashem, in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.